We went directly to the mess hall. They had saved lunch for us. The news guys were buzzing around, checking their gear and everything. They must have taken 100 pictures each of the dead VC. They even put a weapon down by his body and took a picture of him with that. Simpson came over to the news guys and made sure that we all had our weapons on safe. We had baked chicken, carrots, mashed potatoes, and giblet gravy, and rolls for lunch, and strawberry ice cream. I sat with Pee-wee and asked him what he thought.
"I done seen 2 VC over here so far," he said. "One capture sucker and one dead sucker."
"I didn't even see where he was hit," I said.
"Fool had about 20 holes in his ass," Pee-wee said. "I don't know what you was looking at."
Neither did I. I couldn't tell if there was too much to see, or if my eyes were getting bad. Maybe I just didn't want to see some of the things I was seeing. Lieutenant Carroll came over and said that we had done a good job. It wasn't real. We were eating baked chicken, and all I could think of was that it was pretty good. We had gone out to the jungle and seen one VC and killed him. Then we came back in time for lunch. Maybe Lobo was right. Maybe it was just some kind of movie. Sergeant Simpson came to our hut and brought some magazines. I asked him if they had found a rifle or anything near the body.
"Perry wants to make sure the dude was a VC," Brunner said.
He still had his cigar in his mouth.
"He wasn't no VC," Simpson said. "He was a North Vietnamese regular from one of their big units, the 324th. They found his papers on him."
"What's that mean?" I asked.
"How I know?" Simpson said. "All I know is my time is getting short. I'm going to go take me a short nap because I ain't got time for a long one."
Monica wanted the squad to practice volleyball. He had bet $25 on our squad versus the Blazers, a team from Charlie Company.
"We can't beat them," Bruce said. "They beat us 6 times already."
"You know that tall guy with the big hands?"
Monica was flossing his teeth.
"Yeah."
Brew was putting salve on his feet.
"He's the one that spikes all the time."
"Well, he got hit the day before yesterday," Monica said. "He ain't playing."